In his poetry, Thomas Traherne expressed his joyous love of God and nature. Nowadays, he's recognized as an important metaphysical poet, but he was unknown in his lifetime, and his works were forgotten for 200 years. Traherne lived during the 17th century English Civil War, a political struggle between the king and parliament, and also a religious struggle between Anglicans and Puritans. The Puritans won the war, beheaded the king, and abolished the Book of Common Prayer, along with ceremony and sacraments. They only valued preaching and reading the Bible, and destroyed statues, icons, stained glass, and musical instruments. No art or music in their churches. Thomas Traherne was born in Hereford, in the Midlands of England, close to the Welsh border. He was lucky to be going to school during the war and most of Oliver Cromwell's rule. When he graduated from Oxford at 21, Cromwell was dying and the Puritan influence was waning. Thus, even as an Anglican, Traherne was able to obtain a post as rector of a country church in the village of Credenhall, near Hereford. The Puritans had fired all Anglican priests when they came to power, replacing them with Puritan ministers. Traherne served as rector at Credenhill for 10 years and later as a private chaplain, always leading a devout and humble life. When he died of smallpox at age 37, he possessed only books, an old hat, and some unpublished manuscripts, which he left to his brother. The manuscripts languished in a trunk for over 200 years until the family's assets were sold at the end of the 19th century and the anonymous poems appeared atop a rubbish heap in a bookstall on a London street, where they were discovered by chance and rescued by a scholar. It's absolutely astonishing that his work survived at all. So Traherne's poetry was first published in 1903, 229 years after he died. And more poems are still being found today, most recently in the Folger Library in Washington, D.C. Traherne speaks wondrously to our own time as he provides the spiritual foundations for a Christian ecology. He felt that God reveals himself and his love through his creation and believed it is God's will that everyone rejoice in the natural world. Seeing divine love in all the beauty of nature, he stressed our need to respond with loving gratitude for, quote, the goodness and splendor of God revealed in the world. Traherne's extraordinary theology, particularly during Puritan rule, was centered on joy, which he said was the one thing no one taught at Oxford. Filled with boundless wonder and delight, he felt that most adults had lost the joy of childhood with its visionary innocence and appreciation of nature. He anticipated Wordsworth and the Romantics by over a century. Traherne experienced an intimate relationship with God and spoke of the divine residing within the human soul. Believing that through meditation we participate in God's love, he produced a series of prose poems called The Centuries of Meditation. Noted for its spiritual intensity, this, his most famous work, describes his own journey of faith. My favorite passage is this. Your enjoyment of the world is never right till every morning you awake in heaven and look upon the skies, the earth, and air as celestial joys, having such a reverent esteem for all as if you were among the angels. You never enjoy the world aright until the sea itself flows in your veins, till you are clothed with the heavens and crowned with the stars. I visited Traherne's church in Creedon Hill during a 6-month stay in England in 2017 and attended a conference devoted to his work. There, I met scholars like the Reverend Malcolm Guta, spelled G-U-I-T-E. South African by birth, Guta is a modern priest-poet whose collections of poems and meditations called Word in the Wilderness I used last year for my own Lenten journey. In addition to his own poetry, he includes prose reflections on poems by poets from Dante and George Herbert to Seamus Heaney. Here is the collect for Thomas Traherne. O God, creator of wonder and majesty, you inspired your poet, Thomas Traherne, with mystical insight to see your glory in the natural world and in the faces of men and women around us. Help us to know you in your creation and in our neighbors, and to understand our obligations to both, that we may ever grow into the people you have created us to be. Amen.